Opening our show today, human trafficking. It's the fastest growing illegal activity in the world. It's a multinational, multi-billion dollar industry that exploits untold numbers of people for sexual slavery or forced labor. Its victims are male and female, old and young, immigrants and native born. The state of Michigan recognizes the growing tragedy of human trafficking. The Michigan Department of Human Health and Services has recently awarded grants to three social service organizations to combat the problem. The largest of these awards will go to the Genesis Health Foundation in Genesee County. The foundation will spend $50,000 to implement what it calls the Human Trafficking Emergency Room Hospital Pilot Program. Now, this initiative will teach personnel in the ER how to identify and treat victims of human trafficking. The task is not as straightforward as it may sound. Human trafficking is a complex, dynamic problem that can be easily hidden. I spoke with two members of the Genesee Health System. Dr. Alan Jansen is the Director of Emergency Medicine Residency, and Nicholas Evans is its Vice President of Business. I first asked Dr. Jansen how widespread human trafficking is in Michigan.
Well, that's part of the problem, Mark. Even though we know it's a huge problem, we have a really hard time of getting a handle on exactly what those numbers are. That's primarily because of a lack of education, a lack of identification, and a lack of a solid reporting system, where there's a central reporting system, I should say, where all these cases, when they're identified, actually funnel through. So that's part of the issue. We do know from estimates that there's probably about 100,000 newly enslaved people every year in the United States. That's a huge number.
Do we know much about the ages of the people being enslaved?
We have a pretty good idea. The entry age is somewhere between 12 and 16. A lot of studies suggest that it's probably in the area of the age of 14-year-olds. So very young.
And you have a unique perspective on this crisis. You're not just an emergency medicine physician, but you're also a reserve officer in the Oakland County Sheriff's Department. Can you shed any light, please, on how you've seen this tragedy from both of those angles, both as a physician and a law enforcement officer?
I certainly have a unique perspective in the fact that I, as others, have made it a personal vendetta, if you will, to get out there and spread the word. Over the last 4 years or so, I've lectured and done presentations at both the national, state, and regional level, right down to going to churches around the area when I'm invited to try to educate the community. So I may have a personal interest in it to help eradicate it, help educate people to identify it. In particular, people, there's three main groups that it's really, really important that we educate. One are medical professionals, the second would be law enforcement, and the third would be those in the education system. And the reason why those three groups are so unique is that these are people that have a high potential of coming in contact with people, with victims rather, while they're actively enslaved. And so if we're trained to identify key features, if we're trained to think about it, and we can start to identify them, we're really in a unique position to help these people.
Nick Evans, I want to come to you. Did Genesis Health Foundation apply for the state grant because there is an acute human trafficking situation in Genesee County? How would you characterize the situation in Genesee County?
There is an acute situation in Genesee County, and a lot of that actually, it turns out that we are a very central recruiting ground for the recruitment of the young people that Dr. Jansen was talking about. But also, we are a faith-based hospital, and part of our mission and vision is to seek to serve the underserved and those who are vulnerable in this community. And so really this came by way of that we were in the process of establishing a funding campaign for SANE, which is Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner Program in our ED, which we have a training site that we use as a resource for this area. And then through beginning to work with the state of Michigan, it was highlighted to us that this work was also going on and that there was an opportunity for us, if you will, to design and put in place a best practice, which is kind of our DNA of trying to be innovative in introducing new programs. So we were kind of guided to that. We applied for it, and it really was the goal was to develop, implement, and then evaluate existing hospital protocols and then use that as a means to go forward in identifying and then treating and then connecting, mainly connecting human trafficking victims with community resources and assisting, as Dr. Jansen said, law enforcement with being successful then in the prosecution of those who victimized and trafficked those individuals. But it was really to just engage this community even one level beyond healthcare. And that was in really meeting the needs of the vulnerable individuals in this community that are being taken advantage of or maybe taken advantage to help protect them and advocate on their behalf.
Alan Jansen, back to you. Help us understand how these young people in particular become trafficked in the first place.
Well, you know, that's an entire hour and a half lecture, but I'll tell you, this is not some accident. This is organized. This is an organized, orchestrated business worldwide, multi-billion-dollar business. Many of these victims are identified based on their risk factors. They're recruited, actually, into this. They don't even know that it's happening, and once they figure it out, it's too late. And once you get trapped in this system, it's almost impossible for these kids to get out.
Nick Evans, Michigan now requires healthcare workers to receive training in human trafficking as part of their licensing process. This is part of a fairly new law just passed in January. What does this training consist of?
It really is going back to teach them how to identify and to know what they're looking for. Interestingly, nationally, I think the number is about 87.7% of individuals in the human trafficking trade or those victims were through a healthcare facility of one type or another during any given year. And of those, 63% of them actually probably came through an emergency department. What is critically important to us is to really give to our staff and to both our primary care physicians as well as our specialists and other individuals working within the hospital the tools they need so that it's not just a vague happen chance they notice something, but so that they know specifically what they're looking for and are equipped then once they identify that they have the protocols in place so that they can do something to hopefully intervene in that process.
What is the most common sign?
And I would defer to Dr. Jansen on that as kind of the subject expert.
I don't really think there is a most common sign. It's a constellation of things that come together, and by being aware, you'll pick up on these things. These victims are subject to a horribly violent lifestyle. So being in tune to abusive patterns, being attuned to specific injuries, being attuned to who's with the victim when they come into the emergency department. So is it an older person? Is it somebody that's overbearing, that's answering all the questions? Noticing the psychosocial aspects of the patient themselves. Are they very submissive? Do they have poor eye contact? Do they not give information? And then identifying these folks and asking them key questions about their history. For example, substance abuse. For example, run-ins with police, abusive injuries in the past, and really kind of drilling down and asking these questions in private with them is really key to helping to identify these potential victims.
We're talking about how Michigan healthcare facilities are training to spot and care for victims of human trafficking. Our guests are Dr. Alan Jansen, Director of Emergency Medicine Residency, and Nicholas Evans, Vice President of Business Development. Both are with Genesis Health System in Genesee County. One more for you, Dr. Jansen. We think of an emergency room as a place where you depend on the staff to give you immediate treatment and attention, sometimes in life and death situations. But I understand that a trafficker might seek out the emergency room almost as an ideal place not to draw attention. Can you explain why and how that works?
Well, it is ideal potentially for some of these abusers for all the reasons you said. First of all, it's sometimes tough to track visits. So if you go to one emergency department for one thing and then the next time you go to another one or even the same emergency department with a different provider, it sometimes is a little more challenging to track patterns. Likewise, nobody necessarily asks you for money up front. Nobody verifies necessarily your demographic information. And as you said, emergency departments are busy places. So although all the medical providers really want to do the best they can, if you come in with a complaint that superficially seems to be rather simple, You might get that treated, and nobody asks the next questions, or nobody pushes a little bit more information. These are the things that we're trying to train medical professionals to do on the front end, so hopefully we can identify and provide assistance to these victims.
Well, does that mean your effort will double down on awareness raising in emergency room situations or settings?
Well, I think our awareness will, as will, and the other benefit is, of course, giving medical professionals a template by which, hey, if you see these things, maybe these are the next steps you should take.
Nick Evans, a few other hospital systems in the U.S. have pioneered human trafficking awareness. There's one in Wichita, Kansas, Via Christi. And Via Christi and Genesis are both part of what's called Ascension, the largest Catholic health system in the U.S. Via Christi has developed a four-step protocol for identifying human trafficking. Do you know much about that model? Is that something Genesis might incorporate?
Yeah, we actually have a steering committee that is going to start meeting in September when the grant becomes active. And yes, we will actually be benchmarking off Via Christi. I've been speaking with their folks to help us in the development of this. And I think it's really important to highlight also that the part of the work we're doing is not proprietary to our health system or to Genesee County, but the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services really brought us into this, because what the goal is really is to provide these benchmarking steps and these protocols out to every doctor's office, every urgent care, and every hospital to all implement that. And the goal really is to not provide any place where trafficked victims can be taken to be treated without the good chance that they're going to be identified. And the best way for this to take place is for us to really focus in on the individuals who are the traffickers, and then to do everything we can to really try to protect the victims. Very often in these situations, as we've heard from law enforcement, sometimes specifically in the sex trade, sometimes the victims who are the individuals being put on the streets or who are being used are looked at as the criminals. And our focus really is to more be an advocate on their behalf, but really go to the root problem and take away the marketplace and just make it as difficult as we can for this even to take place in our state.
Dr. Jansen, are hospitals that suspect a victim is being trafficked, are they in a position to safely detain a suspected perpetrator?
That all depends. So, no, a perpetrator, no, and sometimes not even victims. Understand that unless a victim is identified and truly identified as a minor, you can't really hold them against their will. So that's a whole another level of a problem, because many times these victims are minors, but you can't prove it. They have fake ID. They don't give you honest information. And rightfully so. They're threatened. They're rehearsed. Their stories are rehearsed before they come in to medical professionals. They distrust adults for all practical purposes. So you may not be able to detain a victim. We certainly, without being in law enforcement, can't detain a perpetrator. We can report it if we suspect it, and then that falls into the hands of law enforcement.
What about trafficking victims who are not sexually abused or manipulated? What if they're sweatshop workers, for example? I mean, their abuse might be subtler than that of the sex trade. Do similar patterns or do different patterns emerge in those circumstances?
Well, I think there are similar patterns. Certainly, the injuries may be different that you're encountering. The resources that we have for those still go through, still can be reported through the human trafficking hotline. And so that is an avenue, a quick avenue to at least get some of those folks assistance if we can identify them.
In about a month, state government will host its first ever human trafficking conference. This will be September 29th in Ann Arbor. Will Genesis Health System be a part of that conference?
Yes, we'll be attending for sure.
What will your role be?
I think our role there, and Dr. Jansen can address this too, our role will be there to learn and to use and to network in building the protocols that we're going to put in place for the project that we've been tasked with doing by the state as part of this grant. And so we are not at all pretending in any way that we're experts in this, and this is building capacity. And, you know, one of the concepts that you use in healthcare a lot is called best practice, and that is where you don't kind of take that arrogant position that we're going to do it ourselves and we'll do it better. You first of all go out and find out who's excellent at it, and then incorporate everything that you can from their work, and then build upon that so that you're always moving the ball forward. So that's more or less the approach that we're taking in this.
Dr. Jansen, what do you hope will come out of this conference?
Well, I mean, the first step to the entire problem is awareness. You know, everybody always wants to believe that this is a problem that happens overseas or in other countries. It's not. It's happening in our backyard, and awareness is the first step in helping people understand the problem, helping people understand the magnitude of the problem, and really helping the victims get to some successful answer.
We have been talking about human trafficking and what healthcare officials can do to identify and care for victims. Dr. Alan Jansen is Director of Emergency Medicine Residency, and Nicholas Evans is Vice President of Business Development. Both of them are with Genesis Health System in Genesee County. That organization is using a $50,000 state grant to combat human trafficking. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.